A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids. Designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
How's it going? How does it feel to officially be covering a team that can claim themselves as national champions once again?
I mean, dude, it's so exciting to be able to cover a national championship team, especially when you are in the state of Ohio and you don't see it that much in Northeast Ohio. So it's a good feeling, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Take me through your viewing of the game and how the final moments went down sort of in your head of Ohio State being crowned national champions. When did it officially sort of sink in for you?
It was kind of late in the game when it sunk in. I think it was definitely the Jeremiah Smith catch on that third down play where it really stuck out and kind of confirmed it for me there. But, I mean, overall, though, I think – it was just a case of the team just playing an all-around great job. You know, quarterback Will Howard completing 17 of 21 passes, 230 yards, two touchdowns. It's probably his best game that he's played in all of college, in all of his college time there. Quinshon Judkins, 11 carries for 100 yards and two touchdowns, and then another one through the air. Jeremiah Smith, like I said, had that phenomenal catch, and he also got a touchdown. It was just all around a phenomenal game. But, yeah, I mean, right as he caught that one, I mean, I went ballistic. That was a great moment.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Actually, Dylan, the moment that I woke back up, I need to get an answer from you. Am I a bad fan for having fallen asleep during the game on the final drive? I was out for like a minute or two. I wake up to the Jeremiah Smith catch, and I basically get to hear the announcers be like, and that'll pretty much seal it. Ohio State is national champions. And then I very peacefully went back to sleep. I know I'm a bad podcast partner because I missed my podcast that night. But am I a bad Ohio State fan for having fallen asleep during that part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, if you fall asleep at any part, you're a bad fan. The real question is, though, how long did you fall asleep for?
So I was out for like a minute or two on the final drive, and then I got woken up by the Jeremiah Smith catch. Literally, the broadcast is what jolted me out of my sleep. And then Ohio State was basically crowned national champions after that catch. And I fell right back asleep, and I fell asleep until like 1 in the morning.
I mean, if you fell asleep at any part of that game, that's on you, man. That's pretty bad. And then also, too, I feel bad for Spencer as well, you know, missing the podcast because, you know, I love Spencer. Great guy. And you're just going to totally screw him over on that. But, you know, it's fine. You know, it's whatever. I was watching every moment, but, you know, go do your thing, Jake. That's fine.
Yeah, it just means more to some of us, I guess. It just means more.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That's all it comes down to. No, Spencer was good. He wasn't mad. He was like, yeah, it happens. But the sons of the shoe. Make sure you guys go listen. Dylan, does this loss, should fans feel like this loss is this national championship, I should say, is hollow or incomplete without a win over Michigan in the same year that they do it? Or is that ridiculous?
I think it's kind of ridiculous. I think, you know what, it really doesn't matter to me. I understand that rivalries in college football are a huge deal, and I stay true to that. I believe it is as well. But it is a national championship, and it's also a national championship in the new format with 12 teams. What they did this year was pretty phenomenal. Being able to go through and beat Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, and then Notre Dame in the national championship, who are all considered in the AP top 25, in the top 10, I should say, actually, in that in the final rankings, that is an incredible job. And I really don't understand why people are going to try to take away this national championship just because they had a loss to Michigan. It really doesn't make sense to me. I think what they did throughout the college football playoffs really just cancels out everything that happened throughout the regular season.
Is it fair to say that the game, now that we've seen the 12-team college football playoff pan out, we've seen a loss to Michigan turn into a national championship, is it fair to say that the rivalry, the game, just means less?
I think people will try to push that narrative now, but honestly, it really just depends on who the fan is. You know, if it's someone that appreciates the rivalry still and, you know, they've been a lifelong fan for all of college football, yeah, they're going to be still more inclined to think that those games are very important. But for this new coming generation that's starting to watch it, it's starting to become a little bit less. I mean, to me, honestly, I think it's going to be very important, and I still hold it to a very high standard. But you could start to see this change now where as long as you win the national championship, it really doesn't matter who you lose to in the college football playoffs. I mean, in the rivalry games.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you did lose it to a Michigan team that you should have never lost to. You still made it in and proved you were national champions. That feels pretty good to me.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, then do Ohio State fans and the fans that reacted and said that Ryan Day should be fired and that after losing to Michigan were up in arms and absolutely besides themselves and just upset and not happy with Ryan Day and thought that, you know, again, should be fired, not the coach of Ohio State anymore. Those fans owe him an apology.
I'm someone that has been very critical of Ryan Day in the past, and you know, I'm not going to be a Ryan Day apologist. I think that this was a case where you had the roster to do it, and it was almost like it was expected, you know? And when you go out there and you do this phenomenal run, yeah, I give him a lot of credit. But at the same time, too, you know, it's something that I was kind of expecting with this team. I mean, you had one of the best transfer portal classes that I have ever seen. You grabbed guys like Will Howard, Quinshon Judkins, the best safety in the country in Caleb Downs, and then you also got a guy for your future in Julian Sain. You had so many pieces where, I mean, it was kind of almost like expected that you were able to go all the way this year. You know, and if he didn't, then it just made it even worse for him.
Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dylan, then let's sort of turn this thing into not just this season, but let's look ahead. If Ohio State wants to turn this into what is potentially could be a dynasty, right? Maybe winning three out of the next five. What does Ryan Day have to do?
I think there's three things. I've been thinking about this ever since Monday. I've been thinking about it hard. There's a couple of things that he has to do that will be very critical for the success moving forward. I think number one, he has to continue to recruit at a high level. I'm not too worried about that. I think Ryan Day's best trait is his ability to recruit and then also motivate his guys to play for him. So I'm not too worried about that. I think number two, he has to continue to use the transfer portal to fill in any type of holes that he has. I mean, he obviously did that this year. I ran through all the guys that he picked up, and they played a huge factor in this year. And then also, too, he's been doing a pretty good job of doing that this year as well. Even though, you know, he's going out and winning the national championship, still managed to pick up two offensive tackles in this year's transfer portal class. And they're projected to most likely be starters that next year. So I think he's doing a good job there. But the one thing that is going to be very critical for him is he needs to do his best to keep the veteran talent along as much as possible. If you look at the Michigan team that won last year and the Ohio State team that won this year, there's one common theme that really sticks out, and it is the amount of veterans that they all had on both sides of the ball, and that played a huge factor when it was in those tight games, when it was in the Texas game, you know, when you needed that big stop there. Who was it that made the play? It was Jack Sawyer. He stepped up huge. The veterans are the key so far in these, you know, going into the 12-team playoffs. You have these a ton of games where you have big moments and you need the right guys to step up. And if you don't have those guys in the building and you're losing them, whether to the transfer portal or into the NFL draft, that's going to play a huge factor in whether or not you can continue to win at a high level. So if he's able to do those three things, I think he's fully capable of being able to turn this into a dynasty.
How likely would you put it, Dylan, that those three things are possible?
I think that two out of the three, definitely. I will put my hat on that. I think that he can easily do that. I think he can recruit, and I still think that he can utilize the transfer portal. Obviously, with NIL too, we know how good Ohio State has been with that. I think they're totally fine with that. It's the thing with the veterans coming back where I get a little bit skeptical about, because it's rare to see guys like Jack Sawyer, JTT, Emeka Buka, they all come back and they want to play another year because there's unfinished business. Well, if you keep winning the national championship, there's not going to be any unfinished business. So it's going to be tough to be able to maintain that. And he's also going to have to find a way then, too. Maybe he starts utilizing the transfer portal a little bit more and bringing in those veterans to try to replicate that same action there. So it's going to be tough to see how he can maintain those guys, but I think that it's very possible that he could do it.
Dylan Feldvogel.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids, designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dylan Feltovich with us on the hotline. Yeah, I know your
Atta
name.
Boy.
Yeah, we've just been friends for years. It's fine. We've talked to each other for plenty of time. No big deal. It's going to be way too far of a look ahead here, but that's what we do. It's what we do as media members. We have to look ahead. We have to put the championship not behind us. We'll continue to celebrate, but we're going to have to look ahead to what is next year if we talk dynasty. What is the early scouting report on a guy like Julian saying? I mean, we see Aaron Nolan transfer out, go to South Carolina. I think that clearly tells you that Sayan's the top guy in the class, the top guy in the room. What is the early scouting report on what he could actually do for the Buckeyes next season?
From what I heard, I think that Sayan is most likely going to be the future quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and obviously what we've seen so far with Devin Brown and Aaron Nolan hitting the transfer portal and leaving Ohio State, it's a pretty clear indication that, you know, this is most likely Sayan's job. Obviously, the kid was a highly talented. I'm with you too on the speaking
part.
Hey, dude,
it's not easy out here today. Yeah. All right, it's cold outside. Kidding. It's got us locked up. I don't know what's going on here.
Unreal, but yes, he was a highly touted recruit coming out of high school. He was a 5-star committed to Alabama, and what's interesting too is he ended up transferring over at around the same time as Caleb Downs. He sits the year behind Will Howard, and now he's going to be able to take the helm next year and what I think he'll be doing. But I mean, from what I've seen, I think he's a pretty solid kid. He could throw the ball pretty well. Not too sure about the mobility just yet. I haven't seen too much of that. But overall, I mean, from what I've heard and what I've seen from his games in high school and stuff, I think he's pretty talented, and I think that Ohio State is pretty happy with what they've seen so far with him.
All right, Dylan, I'll get this one to get you out of here. So when you look at a guy like Jeremiah Smith, you win a national title, you're a freshman, you've sort of accomplished everything you could imagine other than beating Michigan. He's not an Ohio guy. And what is the likelihood he transfers out? And is money, to your estimation, a determining factor for a guy like that? Or is it, you know, being a part of a competitive team here?
I don't know anything about whether or not he's thinking about transferring. I've seen some of the reports coming out saying that, you know, he has ties to Miami and stuff, and obviously that's where he grows up. I feel like that wouldn't be the best thing for him because, I mean, you look at Ohio State's track record with wide receivers. I mean, come on. They've had so many guys come through their system and be able to just dominate at the next level. I wouldn't expect him to do that, especially, too, if you look at Miami's situation. It's a lot different from Ohio State's, man. And, you know, obviously quarterback play might come into a factor of it. We don't necessarily know how Sane will be. But I would find it really hard to believe that he would want to transfer out right now. I mean, you're in one of the best, if not the best, situations in terms of offensive play, coaching with Brian Hartline, and just overall team and how well they've been doing. I would find it crazy to think that he'd be transferring out.
All right, that's what I like to hear. I want him here. Dylan, I lied to you. I got one more for you. Ryan Day's biggest enemy, Michigan or golf carts?
Dude, that was brutal. Apparently, Will Howard said that he, like, cracked his neck on it or something like that. Not cracked it, but, you know, I was like, dang, man, that's brutal.
Absolutely absurd. I don't know how that happens, but it got me a good laugh. It definitely it cracked me up, and I think it definitely cracked Will Howard up. I don't think that guy could take the smile off his face. Dylan, as always, man, really good stuff out of you. You can find Dylan's stuff over at Ohio State Buckeyes on SI. Make sure to check him out. Always doing good work, but I appreciate you as always, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. See ya.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!